Democratic Party Research Director Melissa Baldoff says 6,000 women have signed up for the Women Against Walker effort. She says the governor's policies go beyond collective bargaining and other issues that cross gender lines. She says cuts to contraception and Planned Parenthood programs are aimed at women.
Close to 20,000 women rely on Planned Parenthood as their only provider of health care services, and that's cervical cancer screenings, breast exams, testing and treatment for sexually transmitted diseases, access to family planning services. So these are policies that really hurt women in a lot of ways.
Baldoff says Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish is also a target since she supports Walker's policies. Former Sawyer County Republican Party Chairwoman Cheryl LaBarre says there are plenty of reasons for women to support Walker.
I don't have a problem with anything Governor Walker does, and I fall under the woman category.
LaBarre, who's leading an effort to explore recalling State Senator Bob Jouk, says Women Against Walker is just a Democratic ruse to get more recall signatures.
It's ridiculous. It's wasting a lot of time and a lot of taxpayer money. The thing that I would say the most is grow up. I mean, elections have results. We won. Holy cow. Imagine that. And I think part of it is the state went from blue, blue, blue to red, and it's a shock.
A Women Against Walker email asks for donations to raise money to mobilize women to sign Walker and Clayfish recall petitions. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.